We have been kept silent. Our voices haven't been used for exposing and exploring our truth. Rather, as Alice says, they've been used to hide from and conceal and deny our truth. And because of the problem of our having been trained to be of service, the generalized imposition of the mindset of utilitarianism, known as economics in modern language, even when we attempt to address social ills and inequities, we ourselves, our personal dilemma of lost vitality, and our omnipresent subjection to compulsions within and without, are never put in that picture of the unfairness of society. Firstly, because to do so might mean we are weak, quote unquote, and we are all trained to identify with power. And secondly, because we are trained to believe that we don't matter. And that's all of us. Power's children are raised that way. And we have been, through the process of quote unquote education and child rearing, raised the same. This mindset we've been calling powers, the mindset of Plato's tribe, has infected us all. This is the state in us, this insidiousness we none of us even see. Because the totalitarianism of class means that gross unfairness has become the premise of our being, our premise for being. If the problem is our silencing, that we lost our voices in adopting the inauthentic, i.e. not ours, not the voice we came with out of the infinite, the false voice of power, what happens when we see our childhood dilemma, never before expressed, acted out before us, hear it spoken out loud? And we should also factor into this discussion, first, that the family is an uneven conditioner of class, an uneven sculptor of the psyches of we commoners, i.e., for some more than others, power's attempts at manipulation are transparent. Some are eager to be part of a critical mass for global freedom. And second, the coerced work system is the linchpin of the global class system, the linchpin of their control. And the global coerced work system is in its process of disintegration.